secrets to saving your relationship.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And we've been doing this since 2009, 4 million listens. We've helped people in 60 different countries, and we are excited to be here every day helping you to empower your life. We believe our philosophy is very simple. You can have the money you desire, the love that you crave, and the health that you depend upon. You can have it all. There are no limits. You are a co-creator of your reality. Now, we talk about this subject from time to time because it's huge. For some reason, people are breaking up, and oftentimes they don't even know why. I mean, you know, it's like one or the other comes home after work and says, "Hey, I'm leaving," and that's it. Sometimes they do know, but sometimes they don't. And so, you know, it's very distressing because when your heart is broken, when you're damaged on the inside, when you're in pain, it's very difficult to have a happy, fulfilling, enjoyable life. There's just too much pain going on. And that's why we're here. Our job is to help you learn secrets to removing that pain through the law of attraction. Now, here's something you're not going to want to hear, but I have to say it anyway. The truth of the matter is that your relationship and the way that it has turned out is something that you attracted. I didn't say that it was your fault, but you have attracted it into your life for one reason or the other. Look, everything in the universe is energy. Everything. Your energy, your thoughts are energy. Your relationship is energy. It's all energy. And when the energy no longer works in harmony, it becomes static. It becomes a very, very bad sound. And that's when people say, "Hey, I'm going to go my own direction." Everything is energy. And everything as it relates to relationships is really about vibrational alignment. The two of you being in perfect alignment. Now, when you fell in love, you didn't agree on everything. Maybe he was a Democrat, you're a Republican. You know? But you agreed on the important things. And so you agreed enough. There was enough agreement, enough harmony, enough alignment, enough vibrational cohesion that the two of you fell deeply in love. I mean, you almost couldn't help it. And maybe it didn't happen right away, or maybe it did. But it was a miracle at the time, and your heart changed, your life changed, everything changed. And then, for some reason, the two of you fell out of alignment. You fell out of vibrational harmony. And things got worse. Maybe there was arguing. Maybe there was putting each other down. Maybe there were debates, you know. Maybe there was, "Well, I need my space." Maybe there was all of that. I don't know. For some people, it's very clean and clear, and other people, it's very ugly. But I'm going to say this to you right now, and I want you to take note of this. Before you heal the relationship, before you try to put together the relationship back together, it's important to clear, to restore clear vibrations within you, to raise your vibrations. Without clearing away the past pain, the past trauma, the negative vibrations, the fear, the doubt, the anxiety, without clearing it away, you're inviting trouble. You know, I have a client right now, and she was separated from her boyfriend, and he wanted to get back together. As I told her, sometimes I will tell my clients, I say, look, your boyfriend's going to want to be, I mean, he's going to be crawling to get back with you because your vibration is shifting. And even if you're not in the same city or the same town, he'll become aware of it. And that happened. And he started calling. I mean, he called morning, noon, and night. And I told her, let's continue to do the work. He'll continue calling. He'll continue waiting. He'll continue pursuing you as long as you're doing the work. But one night I got a text. And the text says, I've gone back to my boyfriend. And everything's perfect, Robert. We couldn't thank you enough. I've told him about you. I told him the kind of work I did. He wants to change. He wants to get better. He didn't want to get better. He just wanted her back. She didn't want to get better. She just wanted him back. They didn't want to change their vibrational alignment. And I just sat back with a pocket watch in my hand, looking at the clock, knowing that in a short time, I'd receive another call. And sure enough, I did. And now it's worse than ever before. He's really doesn't want anything to do with her. Said, do not do anything to try to change yourself and bring me back into your life. It's terrible. Because she wanted a shortcut. So sometimes a breakup is a good thing. It's not always a bad thing. And it gives you the opportunity. It's a slap in the face that says, hey, it's time to change, to awaken your life to your full potential, your full power, your full energy. And now is that time. If you're going through something, if you're going through pain, if your relationship is struggling, if you're having difficulties, I'm here to tell you help is on the way. The law of attraction and the techniques that we have used for years are so powerful, but you have to be patient. It's not an instant overnight fix. I mean, it has been. There are times when it does happen. But most of the time, it's not about repairing the old relationship. It's not about patching the old inner tube. It's about buying a whole new inner tube. It's about a whole new relationship that is bigger, better, brighter, more exciting than ever before. And you can have the love you desire. I want you to write me a letter and tell me what's been going on in your life. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Include your phone number, your Skype address, whatever else is going on. Because we can help you. But we have to know the details. I always answer letters before I answer general inquiries. And by the way, we only take about 5 or 6 emotional cases at a time. So if you're going through something, the clock is ticking. It's ticking very fast now. Because the longer you're apart, the longer you will be apart. The longer it goes, the longer it will go. So you need to take action. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring, alchemy life coaching at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay, so we talked about the importance of clearing before restoration. I mean, if we don't have things cleared, and yes, there are ways to clear your partner too. There are ways of sending energy that will help them begin to vibrate at a higher frequency so that the two of you, when you come into alignment, you're not coming into alignment based on fear and doubt and despair, but you're coming into alignment based on love and happiness and joy. Vibratory harmony is what I call it. One of the things that's so important is that it's time for you now to eradicate limiting beliefs. You know, all of your friends, all of your relatives, they've all told you, well, you know, forget about her, forget about him, it's over with, get out there and find someone else. And that puts you in a place of living in a state of fear, a state of doubt, a state of anxiety, a state of jealousy, a state of worry. And when you're in that emotional state, you tend to attract more of it. Remember, we attract what we put out. You know, you attract what you are, not what you want. Everybody wants something. But by becoming what you seek to attract, it makes it so easy to attract it. It really does. But you have to be willing to challenge your limiting beliefs, your doubts and fears and pain. The key is to change first within the inside of yourself, a true vibratory change. And then the outside begins to change automatically, as the ancient Emerald Tablet of Hermes states, as above, so below, as within, so without. So as you begin to change within, the outside world automatically begins to shift as well. It's amazing. I mean, it's absolutely astonishing. Change within first, and the outside will begin to shift. I want you to think in terms of, if you've gone through a breakup with somebody that you deeply love, of beginning a new and loving relationship with that person again. A whole new, I mean, I know you love that person, but I want you to think about falling in love and them falling in love with you, how good it felt. And because it's not about, as I said earlier, it's not just about repairing old things, it's about building new things. Now, in order to build new things, we do need to heal the past. We do need to clear negative energy. By the way, we do that once a month on the full moon for a variety of reasons. Any kind of emotional healing that you need, we do it on the full moon absolutely free at www.clearingandhealing.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
You are going to have an incredible relationship. Stop looking for outside evidence. I know he's blocked you on Facebook, or she's no longer answering your text messages, and you think, well, that's the end of the world. That means it's over. That doesn't mean a damn thing. It really doesn't. That's just outside stuff. It's the inside change. It's the inside vibrational change that will save your relationship and make it extraordinary. So focus on your vibration. Focus on being happy. And I know it sounds crazy. I've just gone through a breakup, Robert. How can I be happy? But listen to me. Happiness begets happiness. Joy begets joy. Love begets love. You know, likes attract likes. So focus on it as much as you can. And one of the ways to do that is to practice creative visualization. Visualize all the things the two of you never got around to doing that you want to do. And literally do them in your mind and get happy and feel them. and emotionalize those experiences, because those creative visualization experiences are so absolutely important. Well, look, there's a lot more that I think is important for you to consider, but we're out of time for this podcast. Listen, I want you, if you're going through emotional trauma, to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Why put it off? Why wait? The longer you wait, the more likely people become comfortable with the separation. Does that make sense? We don't want to get comfortable. We want to build new energy, new vibration, and then come back together with a whole new outlook. It's going to be great. It really is. I mean that. Okay? Hey, we're out of time. You have a loving and wonderful day because you deserve it.